Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CacheFly.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte, episode 63 for September 13th, 2008. School anxiety. Jumping Monkeys is brought to you by AudibleKids.com. To receive 9 kids' audiobooks absolutely free, go to audiblekids.com/jumpingmonkeys. And by Visa. With every purchase, Visa prevents, detects, and resolves online fraud. Safe, secure, Visa. It's time for Jumping Monkeys, Jumping Jiminy. It's Megan Maroney.
And hi, Leo Laporte. Hi, Leo.
I am good to see you in all your splendor. You're wearing gym togs.
I'm wearing my workout clothes. I have a very strict schedule. I have to go work out immediately after this or I will not.
So you have babysitting this afternoon is what you're saying?
The kids are with my parents. Perfect. And they said they would be watching this afternoon.
Perfect.
So, hi,
Perfect.
Mom!
You know, my kids, this is really how they know me. It's,
yeah.
My wife puts them in front of the TV, and there's your father.
Yeah. Not in front of the TV, in front of the computer.
Now it's right. The computer. Used to be the TV.
Right. Now
in fact, used to be I was a cartoon character. So they go, what? That's not daddy. His hair is spinning.
The coolest dad ever, the cartoon
character. One would think that would earn me some cool points, but in fact, it did not.
Yeah.
They just said, where's Barney? Put
right.
Barney back on.
Yes. So my kids are with my parents.
Good.
And then... with Marco and because we're gonna be here.
I saw Marco the other day.
You did at school?
No, he's just walking by with the kids in tow.
Oh yeah.
He takes them out a lot.
He does.
He likes to walk around with
the
kids. It's kind of nice.
It is nice.
And this is a town where you can do that. You can have a stroller and walk.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. We actually are our double stroller. We've run it into the ground almost. It's like duct taped together. I don't know if you've seen it, but
yeah, you
like,
got a lot of use out of that for the twins.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the one you used for Annabella.
No. She really didn't ride in the stroller very much, but she likes to. She likes to ride in the stroller. So we're kind of now it's like our stroller's falling apart. Did we get a new one? No, because the boys are 3.5 and they're going to,
Hey, that hold really well. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed they still sit in the stroller then. Don't they want to get out?
They want to get out, but not all. I mean, we walk around a lot, so sometimes we'll walk like a mile, and that's, kind of far for them to walk.
Yeah, no, that's no good.
No.
Who's coming up on the show today?
Today we're going to talk to Diane Peters-Mayer. She is the author of a book about overcoming school anxiety. So this is back to school time.
You know, Henry gets a stomach ache before school practically every day.
Interesting.
And I found out it really has a lot to do with whether he's finished his homework.
Oh.
So we'll talk to her about that.
Yeah. So she's going to give tips for kids, tips for adults dealing with their own school anxiety. And we're going to talk about math phobia.
I love that.
Yeah.
Jennifer flunked a class called Math Without Fear.
Really? She flunked it?
Yeah. She was so scared.
Yeah.
Even Math Without Fear didn't work.
I think I have a bit of math phobia, which is strange for, a geek to admit, but it's true.
What does that mean? You're afraid of numbers? They're going to come get you?
I don't know. No, I just didn't. I just didn't do very well in math after.
And now
a
we know
age.
That girls, according to test scores, girls are actually slightly better at math than boys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not. There's no reason for that.
Right.
Maybe you were taught that you shouldn't
Maybe
be as
I
good.
Was. Yeah. So that's what we're going to do today. Should we get started with the Spend, Save, Give?
You didn't want to ask me about Abby.
Oh, Abby! I was just talking about my own kids.
I'm actually very sad today because yesterday, Abby got on an airplane to France. Still haven't heard from her yet. She arrived this morning in Paris and then there's a bus ride to the town that they're living in, and that's a few hours. So she is now she's now in bed, I hope. Because it's like, what time is it? It's like, it's shortly after 1 in the morning. No, no. It's 11 p.m.
But now, so she has some sort of cell phone that works there, right, or something?
She does, and they said we will make sure that we get their cell phones working. That's one of the things that the school does.
Uh-huh.
She went with an unlocked GSM phone without a SIM chip, so her job is to go to a tobacconist or a post office and get a SIM chip and make it a French phone.
Uh-huh.
But she also has Skype, so she can call us.
Right.
In fact, I got the unlimited Skype out so she can call any phone for free from her computer. But she forgot her computer power supply.
She did?
I came home last night. I went in the dining room. There it is on the floor. I'm going, oh boy.
So what kind of child are you raising in this digital age?
She remembered the computer, forgot the power supply. What is she thinking?
So are you going to send it or is she going
to
buy one there?
Well, it might be cheaper to buy one, to be honest.
Don't they have like the different plugs there,
yeah,
too?
Well, I gave her a plug, a special plug. She brought the special plug. She forgot the thing it attaches to.
So has she emailed you?
No, and she just got there.
Okay.
We were bawling our eyes out at the airport. It was so hard to do. It's really hard, I think, for a few reasons. I mean, the one I really came home to me, and even Henry, our 13-year-old, who would not cry in front of a human being to save his life, is bawling his head off. We're all like in a group hug because you have to see her off at security now. It's like,
yeah.
We waved. But I realized that this is a big transition, not obviously for her, but also for the family. It's a permanent change of the structure of the family. First one in 16 years, right? There's been four of us for 16. Well, Henry was born 14 years ago, so for 14 years. So that's a big change.
I think you're going to make me cry.
So sad. And I miss her a lot. It's like losing a child. I went up to her room and I was just sitting there looking at the tragic mess in there, thinking, what am I going to do? Her friends are coming over to take her clothes.
Really? Just to borrow them?
Well, they say borrow, but she's not going to be back for a year. You think she's going to want year-old clothes? No.
They're going to come in, and Jennifer's just going to start feeding them, her friends, and not let them go. Yeah.
No, actually.
She's going to be like, is she still doing carpool this year?
Yeah, right. She'll drive. Nobody will get in, but it'll be fun. No, get this. So now we're saying, okay, so we're going to take over Abby's room and put all the electronics up there. It's going to be our home entertainment room. It's like she's gone.
Yeah.
She'll be back in 9 months, and she's going to really wonder where her bed went.
You're really taking her bed out?
Yeah, we're going to put the TV up there, all the electronics.
Wow.
It's going to be our entertainment unit.
Wow.
Maybe she can double up with Henry.
Yeah.
She's only going to be back for a year, and then it's off to college.
Yeah.
No,
not
I
even
guess we'll
a
put it
yeah.
Back.
Oh, yeah. That's...
It's hard. It's really. It's funny how hard it is, but, she did it on her own. She applied for this program. Right. She did all the paperwork. She'd done this once before. In eighth grade, she applied to boarding schools back east.
Oh, yeah. I remember us talking about it because she thought it was going to be like Hogwarts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She was. And I don't know. She lost steam on that one. This one, she didn't. She got in, and we couldn't say no.
Yeah.
So she's going to be in France for 9 months.
You could have probably. Could you have hidden the acceptance letter, or do they do all that through email now?
kind of like in Harry Potter, right? Yeah, the owl comes with say no, and you bury it, but then the wizards keep sending it over and over. No, we couldn't. We weren't going to do that. she took all the initiative, and she deserves to. It's that important to her. But it's hard when your 16-year-old leaves for a year.
It's going to be such a great experience for her, though.
It is, and that's what I'm happy about.
Yeah.
As long as she doesn't come back with a French boyfriend. No French boyfriends.
That's the rule.
You know, she could watch this. She could watch us produce this. If she got lonely.
Yeah, she could.
She could just tune in Twit Live.
Yeah.
Don't think that'll happen.
I bet she will tune in occasionally to Twit Live to watch you.
She could Skype into it.
Yeah.
That'd be really fun.
We should. I'll put her on the schedule when
she gets
settled.
Let's see if we can book her on and talk about her experience. Mm-hmm. That would be really fun.
Yeah, how she's doing.
That'd be cool.
Right. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, now... we are still looking for tips, by the way. And if you want to send us your tips, you can get a code for the Peanut Butter PC, which is a way to make your computer more kid-friendly.
What kind of tips are you talking about, Megan?
I'm talking about spends. I'm talking about saves. I'm talking about gives.
All that stuff.
You know, if you have a pick on Audible, if you have a tip on how to... You know, you use your geekiness for good parenting. I'm looking for all that stuff. I have a few that I'll read at the end of the show, but we're still looking for more.
Excellent.
I always get great tips, but we have these things to give away, too, so I thought I'd...
Could they call a tip in, or does it have to be an email?
I'm going to say email, because I don't have access to the calling. They could call a tip in.
But then we might miss it. I think email.
Right.
Don't call in a tip.
You can definitely call in tip if you're not interested in the Peanut Butter PC.
That's true. We do like the calls. And that
we
number?
We do like the calls. The number is
707-981-4602.
And now we're getting to the spend, save, give.
All right.
The first spend is actually also a save if you happen to not be in the Austin area or not planning on being in the Austin area on September 27th.
Okay.
Because it's the Family Music Meltdown 2.
Oh, how exciting.
You remember Stephen Shepherd and Bill Childs, those
yeah,
kids'
we interviewed
music?
Them.
Yes,
yeah.
We did. They, every year, starting last year, hence Family Music Meltdown 2, they do a show in Austin. It's a great music event for families, and it's $5. Infants are free. And this year it's featuring Super Pal Universe, Joe McDermott and the Smart Little Creatures, Laura Freeman, Telephone Company, and Mr. Leibot.
These are all kids musicians.
Kid-friendly bands. Family-friendly bands. So, yeah, check it out if you're in Austin. It's the Rudemaya Coffee House on September 27th.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Okay, now to the save. This is a site called ratherbeshopping.com, and it's rather-be-shopping.com.
Would you rather be shopping right now?
I would not rather be shopping,
You don't
actually.
Seem like a shopping type.
No. I did, by the way, sign up for Amazon Prime, though, because they have three
that
free months.
That is awesome.
I don't know if that offer still exists, but and now I find myself just buying everything on Amazon, remembering birthdays I had forgotten for years.
They're so smart. They get you to give them $75 to spend more money
right,
with them.
Right, exactly.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
And the deal is that for $75 a year, you get 2-day shipping for free.
Mm-hmm.
On not everything, only stuff they sell.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot. And I use it all the time. I shop much more at Amazon because of it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So smart.
Yes, it is so smart. So, but Rather Be Shopping is the site we're talking about. This is created by Kyle James. Kyle sent me an email. And at first, it just looked like another one of those coupon sites that we've mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a funny blog. Pretty amusing things. He has this one post about his father, cheapskate or smart man or something like that. And just
so
some
that's
good
right
tips.
Here at the top. It's under Rather Be Shopping. You go to my blog. And so this is a lot of coupons, but then there's other things.
Right.
5 reasons you may need to update your wardrobe. Mm. Drawer full of shirts so small that when worn, appear to be half shirts straight from the mid-80s. Oh, wait. They are half shirts in the mid-80s. Oh, wow. You have one of these hanging in your closet. What is that? That's a nylon...
It looks like a members-only jacket.
Members-only jacket.
Did you have one? You do have one of those, don't
I
you?
I do
you
not
did.
Have a members-only.
Did you?
Never.
Never? You never,
never
did?
No, these people are younger than me. This was not my... Your jeans are stonewashed and will greatly lower your sperm count if worn. That means they're tight. Your socks are of the tube variety and have 3 colorful stripes across the top. Well, what's wrong with that? Aren't all, isn't that, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Shorts that will make Larry Bird and Magic Johnson proud. Henry has those.
He does?
Yeah.
they're back in style, I
They're
guess.
Back, baby.
Yeah.
Baggy satin shorts.
Uh-huh.
Nothing like it.
So if you're looking for coupons, check out Rather Be Shopping. If you're looking for a blog about saving money, also to just amuse you, check
He's
out
funny.
His blog,
He's
Kyle James.
Funny. Put some work into it, I could tell.
Okay, now to the give. And this give doesn't involve money. It just involves your time and your love for Mr. Rogers.
I wish we could save Mr. I thought he passed on.
Mr. Rogers.
It's too late to save Mr.
It
Rogers.
It is too late to save the person, Mr. Rogers, but to save his program, it's not too late.
What?
Yes, Paul Minchell, our friend Paul Minchell, sent me this link, SaveMrRogers.com, which is a campaign to keep the Mr. Rogers show in the daily lineup. In June of this year, they stopped broadcasting the show as part of the daily lineup. They would send it out just once a week. And so this is a campaign to get your PBS station to show it every day.
Paul has young kids, does he? No, I don't think he does.
I don't know that he has kids.
Yes, he does. No, he does.
Older kids, though, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know how young. I don't know if they still watch Mr. Rogers.
I think he might still watch Mr. Rogers.
Yes, that's it.
I would still watch Mr. Rogers if I
Wouldn't
had the time.
Wouldn't you, neighbor?
Some stations are still showing it every day. Some stations aren't showing Mr. Rogers and haven't been showing it every day for a while. So what this campaign recommends that before you just email your station and say, how dare you take Mr. Rogers off every day?
You might want to find out.
If they really are, because then it just shows that you're actually not watching Mr. Rogers.
Look, he's got great Mr. Rogers wallpaper, too.
He does, doesn't he?
I would like that on my wallpaper.
Yeah, so thanks, Paul. Paul is the one who did the theme for Jumping Monkeys.
He
also turned it into a ringtone as well. You can get that at Paul's site. I forgot what his site was called.
It used to be Pollywood, and I'm not sure.
I think it's still
at It was on Vox. Let me see. Let me just see, because I really want to make sure we give Paul a plug.
I think it's Pollywood.com.
He is such a great guy. Is it Pollywood.com?
I don't know. I should have looked that up.
Pollywood.com.
Pollywood.com,
sure
yep.
He does great themes. He's done many of our themes on... he did the Gizwiz, Jumping Monkeys, Ned at Night, and Roz Rose.
He also and he's done several songs for you.
Yes.
A song about Amber.
Amber. And, mm-hmm. Everybody loves Amber. I haven't mm-hmm. played that in a while. I got to play that.
And I think you can get that as a ringtone, Everybody Loves Amber, as well.
How come there's no Everybody Loves Megan?
Well, I don't know. Good
I
question.
I think we need an Everybody Loves Megan. He also did I Ready, which was fun, and that was a great
what
one.
What was I Ready? Was that a song?
That was a song for the iPhone thing? For the aww. iPhone launch. Yeah, it was really good. Here, I'll play a little bit of it for you. See, it has the little iPhone ring.
Uh-huh.
He's a very talented musician.
Is he in the chat room right now?
Probably. I don't know.
Alrighty, so...
Oh, you want me to stop? Okay.
No.
He also wrote
I didn't even know you were playing
it. Oh, you didn't hear it?
No.
Wait a minute. I hear a phone.
You do?
There's somebody here.
Was that really Diane Peters-Mayer calling in, or is that your phone?
Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
It is. See, I'm magic. I can tell.
I can't hear her yet.
I sensed
though.
A phone call coming in. Well, welcome to the show. Diane is the author of Overcoming School Anxiety. Her website is dianepetersmayer.com.
Mayer.
Mayer. M-A-Y. Mayer would be M-E. This Mayer is M-A-Y-E-R.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's wonderful. It's an honor.
Oh, we're thrilled to have you on.
Can you hear me too, Diane?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
Megan's learned to ask.
I have. Otherwise, we just go through the interview, and I think you're just ignoring my questions. And I get anxious.
Yes.
Speaking
of anxiety, right.
So why don't you start by telling us what anxiety really technically is?
Okay, well, I'm going to say let's start off with children who have school anxiety.
Okay.
And anxiety is pretty general for anybody. It's a general feelings and emotions. But in school, children with school anxiety can experience intense agitation, foreboding, body tension, even dread that occurs in certain, let's say, school situations. And that could be leaving home to go to school, especially for younger children, being called on in class, testing is a big one.
Oh, boy.
Interacting with classmates, teachers, or being bullied, or sometimes certainly that jump starts it. And these feelings are so intense, actually. They're just a host of symptoms. They're very scary. They're very scary for adults. They're very, very scary for children to deal with. The symptoms, there are physical and emotional symptoms that are part of anxiety.
Yeah, and I guess it doesn't have to be little kids only. I mean, a high school senior could have this kind of anxiety.
High school seniors, absolutely. There's no age limit. There's no one time that school anxiety starts and ends. It can start preschool. It can certainly start in kindergarten. It's very common, but it can also start later on for students. The work gets harder. The pressure is on. Schools themselves are stressful places. There's this emphasis on evaluation and testing. And certainly for older students, there's also that social component that's very difficult for some students to navigate.
So if social pressures and that sort of thing causes for older kids, what are some of the causes for school anxiety in younger kids?
Certainly leaving home is that's the huge transition. You know, they're home and they're in their families and, you know, it's safe and there's mommy and I know what's going to happen. And suddenly they're thrust into this environment alone that they have to, again, navigate. And that is, will my teacher like me? Will I do the work? Will the kids in my class like me? What am I going to do if I want to be with my mother? And all of these new rules that they have to adjust to, it's very difficult. Plus, kindergarten is not playtime anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not child-centered, it's academic-centered, then they're thrown immediately into doing some work. Even in some states, there's pre-kindergarten tests. Before they'd even get into school, they're being tested.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I feel so bad for kids.
I don't know.
They're doing homework at kindergarten. I mean,
they're doing worksheets and home. Yeah, there's a lot expected. Again, some schools are more still child-centered, and others are much more academic-centered. So it depends on the state. It can depend on the district.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, the kindergarten where all of our kids, both of our kids, have gone. Leo has kids who are older.
It's very child-centered.
Yeah, it's very. And I wondered about that because people are surprised. And I guess the excuse for that is that the test scores overall are pretty good, so the state doesn't bug them
very
much.
Why push it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Pennsylvania, and in my school district, it's very academic centered, very academic centered. There's just testing, and tremendous pressure from the time the kids step that first foot in the door. Mm-hmm.
So you think this emphasis on testing, on the No Child Left Behind stuff, is actually hard on kids? You think it causes anxiety?
Well, it's very hard on kids. I mean, some children adjust very well to school. Some children just can go to school, and they may not love it, or some children love it. But the children that are, let's say, more sensitive, the children who have, let's say, a tendency to be anxious or to have difficult times adjusting to new situations will find it very difficult. And then you have children who go to school, let's say start school, and everybody is saying, okay, I'm going to be in school and I'm going to learn, and begin falling behind in the work. They might have learning disabilities and, you know, not understand things. And that immediately changes the whole experience for the child, because they know early on that they are falling behind and not getting it. And that's a tremendous struggle. I mean, I had school anxiety myself. I don't know about the two of you.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the reasons I ended up doing what I do.
I think it's a vicious cycle, too. I mean, you get anxious about it. You perform less well. You get more anxious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it deteriorates. What are some of the symptoms? How do you know if your child... Because your child may not be telling you I'm anxious.
A lot of children actually are disconnected from it. What they know is that they feel bad.
Right.
But I've worked with children for so many years, and they'll say, no, I'm really not nervous, but every day there's a test, or every time there's a test, I get sick and I don't want to go to school.
My
but
son
I'm really
gets a
it's
stomach
not the,
ache every morning.
But it's not the test, it's that I'm sick.
Right.
So there are clues. I think they're very important clues for parents to be on the lookout for. Certainly not wanting to leave home to go to school. For a minority of children, it becomes chronic. But most children go to school. Changes in mood. Suddenly, you know, kids become irritable, depressed, or anxious. For younger kids, tantrums, anger, and that's certainly older children too. Certainly aggressive behaviors. Yelling,
I'm getting all this from my son. It's really interesting. He's in eighth grade now, and he's gone from having stomach aches to being angry to yelling when he's been, you know, he doesn't
biting,
want to do
kicking,
it.
Yeah. Crying, whining, being sad, withdrawing. Because if you have to look at children, they have such a hard time expressing what they are feeling or not connecting it. So what is going to come out in behavior? And these are the kinds of behaviors that you will see in children. And it's hard for children to sit down, you know, if they're 8 years old and say, hey, you know, Mom, Dad, I think I'm anxious about school. Though some children can do that. Also, you have to look at your kid, how they respond to the work, or do they give up easily? Children who are anxious have a tendency to be afraid of the challenge because the anxiety hits them. So the teacher might say, you know, I don't know, they just give up on the work, or they're giving up on the homework. I can't do it. I can't do it. And they don't want to try. And that really is one of the signs of anxiety. Also, eating problems, sleeping problems, regressive behavior in young children, and that could be bedwetting and, you know, hair pulling. And in older children, we're talking high school children, sometimes they will start using, not alcohol as much in what I see, but they'll actually start smoking pot because it helps them feel better.
Yeah, it
relaxes them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you think your kid's going through this, what approach do you take? How do you handle it?
Well, the biggie, the number one is, I think, for parents to take a deep breath. I think it's very important for parents to remain calm or learn how to, because that is immediately projected on the child. And I don't care how old the child is, because if the parents are freaking out and worrying, then the kids, then it's just like a feeding frenzy. So for parents to say, okay, I need to take these steps. If the anxiety is severe, immediately go see your physician. You want to rule out any medical conditions, any physical conditions. Certainly contact the school, get in touch with the teacher, and document the kinds of behaviors you're seeing at home, because certainly it could be different than the ones they're seeing in school. And also go into the school thinking that you're going to build a team. School, the teacher, guidance counselor, school psychologist, other school personnel, to really build a team to help your child. Very important to talk to your child, even though they deny it, to talk to your child and say, these are some of the things I see, and together we are going to solve this problem.
Do you say, are you feeling anxious?
Anxious is such a strange, it depends on the age of the child. Because sometimes kids say, no, I'm not anxious, but they'll use another word. They'll say, no, I'm nervous. So you just kind of keep looking for the word or the, let's say, the situation. Kids deny school anxiety, but then you can say, you know, every time there's a test, I notice you don't feel well, or you say right before the test is handed to you, you feel this way. So you can point out those kinds of situations and say, I can help you, or we together are going to solve this problem. So those are the kinds of things. And listen to your child, because sometimes kids just talk irrationally. For example, a child who's afraid to leave home might be afraid to leave home and say, I'm afraid something's going to happen to you. I'm afraid you won't pick me up at the bus. I'm afraid of those things. Mm. So you want to validate the child's feelings, and no matter what they're saying, the parent would not want to say, that's silly, of course I'm going to be there. Validate and then say, yes, I know this is how you feel, but I will pick you up. I will be there in time. So you're really keeping the door open so your child can feel free to talk to you.
How do you present to the school? Do you tell them, my kid's anxious?
I would document, absolutely. Say, these are the things I see happening. I think my child has anxiety around these issues. These are the behaviors I see. These are the things that are going on at home. And also, of course, grades. Once they're graded, sometimes the grades tell the story, but sometimes not. Yes, you present to the school and you talk to them about what you see. Because even if it's minor or seemingly minor, most parents know there's something off, there's something wrong, even though it might not be overt, and I think it's important to talk to the school. Certainly, sometimes things are happening at home, moving to a new school, new baby in the house, divorce, and those kinds of issues. So I think it's important for the school to know so the teachers can watch the child.
Yeah.
And begin to help out in the classroom.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes kids need accommodations for their anxiety, and that's important to try and find if they need accommodations, that those will be given to the child.
So what about specific kinds of anxieties, like math phobia? Is that a different way to
deal with those? That's the biggie. Okay, math phobia.
Megan has admitted to math phobia.
I have math phobia. I still struggle with it. But I have a calculator now, mm-hmm. So it's much easier for me. But math phobia is a biggie. What I do with parents, actually I work with the parents first, and then we work with the child. There are a few things. One, you have to deal with the home. It's usually homework, studying, and testing, and it's in that order where the anxiety starts to manifest. And kids who are math phobic usually say, "Oh, I am afraid of math. I have 10 problems, or 20 problems, or 30 problems, depending on the child, the age of the child." This is how I tell the parents to deal with it. Have a nice space to work for the homework. It has to be comfortable. Some kids like the kitchen table. Some kids like their room. You're going to be there to help them, depending on their age and depending on the difficulties they're having. My thing is to teach a child, how to breathe, how to calm down. And the parent has to calm down, because the parent becomes very anxious around homework, I don't want to do the homework. Yep. I can't do the homework. Yep. Parents first have to calm down and say, okay, this is how we're going to do it. The parent learns how to breathe. I teach diaphragmatic breathing. I have it in my book. That is number one. I'm going to teach myself how to calm down, and then I'm going to teach my child how to calm down.
Yeah, because I end up just yelling.
Excuse me?
I end up just yelling, and it does not help anybody's anxiety.
No. No, because it's just being exact. Everything is exacerbating.
Right. It really amped it up.
That's right. And now with your anxiety and the child's anxiety, it's just back and forth. So you just calm down and say, we are going to work on this problem together. And that's the first thing. The child learns how to breathe. You learn how to breathe, and the child learns how to breathe. The second thing is, you have to, what I call, stay in the moment. Because the feature of anxiety, one of the main features is thinking about the past and worrying about the future, but it's not in the present. So it's, right. I can't do the homework. I'm not good at math. I was never good at math. The last time I did math homework, it took us 3 hours, and we had a huge fight in the house. And then what if I don't get it right, and all of those things. So what we do is, let's say you have 10 problems in the homework. There really aren't 10 problems. It's one problem. All the other problems are covered up. And the child sits down, depending on the age of the child, and you figure out a time. If the child is very anxious, the child is breathing, you're breathing, child is going to work for 5 to 10 minutes and then take a 5-minute rest. That's it. Everybody can sit for 5 minutes. Then you're going to go in 5 minutes, you're going to go back to working on the math homework. It's one problem at a time. There are no 10 problems. There's only one problem at a time, so that it's not this huge ball of anxiety. The homework is broken down into these teeny little pieces that everybody can manage, that the child can manage.
I like that. I'll have to try that. Of course, when we give Henry 5 minutes, he's gone.
No. You have to sit with, how old is he?
He's 14. That's the problem.
Oh, he's 14. Okay. Well, you have to bargain with him.
This has been a problem since he was 8. So, I mean, it's his whole life. Yeah.
I'm already starting to get referrals from the school. It started already. School's 2 days. It started
here. Yeah.
And I am working with kids already saying, okay, we're going to chop up the homework. You're going to say to them, I'm going to make it easy for you. And then the same thing holds for studying. The studying is broken down into these teeny pieces, and the test is broken down into one problem at a time. So it doesn't become this overwhelming thing that they have to face, because you're going to say, I'm going to make it go down easy. And I talk about it in my book. I say, take an apple. You have to eat the apple, but you can cut it up and you can't take bites out of it. Mm. Well, of course, you can't do that. The homework or the studying or the test becomes the apple. Mm. We're going to break it up into tiny little pieces so that you can manage it. And that begins to build confidence in the child, because children lose confidence because they can't do it and they feel stupid.
Well, thank you so much. This has been really helpful. Your book is Overcoming School Anxiety, and is it at Amazon? And
oh yeah, I see it right here.
It's all over.
go to her website. That's probably the best way. Diane Peters Mayer, DianePetersMayer.com. And I just have to ask you before we let you go.
Yes.
Your last book, Conquering Ring Nerves.
Yes.
I love this. Now, is this for people or the dogs?
Oh, no, there's no problem with the dogs. It's always the people.
So you're not a dog therapist.
No. That became a niche. It's a niche practice for me, and I actually go to dog clubs all over the country.
Love it.
And I present to people who compete with their dogs agility and whatever other dog sports. Because when you're anxious, it goes down the leash to your dog.
Right.
So, and I've been doing it since 2000.
That's so cool. That's fascinating. And of course, the Everything Health Guide to Controlling Anxiety book, which is a book for everybody, not just for students.
That's for everybody.
Yeah. But I should point out, you say exercise and nutrition is also a part of this.
It's very, very important, because if we are eating processed foods or foods that are high in sugar, especially, sugar increases adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to increase your adrenaline if you're anxious.
Yeah.
So anybody who has anxiety, and I have had it, I was school anxious. I had panic attacks on airplanes. So I'm not just talking as a professional. I mean, I really have had a lot of anxiety in my life, and my youngest daughter is dyslexic, though she's grown now, and had a lot of school anxiety around that because she couldn't read for many. It was just a struggle for her. So I'm also a parent of a child who had school anxiety. But it can be overcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I know.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's just been a pleasure talking to the both of you.
DianePetersMayer.com is the place to go. And she's got links to all three books. But we were talking today about overcoming school anxiety. Thank you, Diane.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Fascinating subject.
Yeah.
And now I know that Henry, that maybe is something I can really do something about with Henry, because he's clearly anxious. I mean, I've always known that, but my response was to get more anxious myself.
Mm-hmm.
Not the right answer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, because
I'm eating sugar like crazy, too. You see that?
Oh, I definitely, the processed foods and the sugar, that definitely gets,
it's true.
At
the birthday
kids.
Party, we had a jumpy jump, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is for 14-year-olds, and we had a very tall, it was very exhausting. They got it really wound up, but they got exhausted. Then we served cake. And you could see the energy level palpably rise. And they're back on the thing. So I want to thank Wakupa.
Oh, he sent you some of those?
Wakupa is a great website, Wakoopa, in the Netherlands.
Oh.
And he sent me authentic Dutch treats.
Oh, that was nice.
But this is the best one. This is a munt drop. From Kleine.
Yeah.
It's kind of a salty.
You offered me one, but
have a munt drop.
I am not as talented
you can't chew and
an interviewer as you are to chew something.
This one's only a
5-cent
munt drop. You could have that one. It's licorice, but it's very salty. Tasty.
Salty
licorice.
All righty.
So before we do our feedback and some more links, I do think we should mention audible.com.
I think we should mention audible.com too.
Yes.
I have an Audible pick for today. We're talking about Audible Kids today.
Audible Kids. Now, that's important because we want to make sure you go to the right place. Audible has kids' books.
Right.
But Audible Kids is a place just for kids and parents and educators.
Right. And they have communities that you can build. You can recommend your picks there. You can meet other people who have similar interests in audiobooks as you do, and you can find recommendations from many different sources. It's audiblekids.com. And I have a pick this week. It is Sylvester and the Magic Pebble.
I love this book!
By William Steig. Now, we've talked about William Steig before. We recommended a collection that he has on Audible, Shrek and Other Stories.
I love him.
Which includes Brave Irene and Dr. DeSoto and The Amazing Bone.
The Crazy Mouse Dentist.
Yes, The Crazy Mouse. And you remember The Amazing Bone?
I don't think I read that.
It's about
one.
A pig who finds a bone. It's excellent. Anyway,
is it amazing?
It is amazing. The bone saves her life over and over again.
And what's the story with Sylvester? He finds a pebble?
Sylvester is a donkey who finds a pebble, and it can grant him whatever wish he wants. And he meets a lion, and he gets so scared, he turns himself into a rock. And I don't want to give away the ending, so I won't say any more than that.
I want to play a little bit, but do you think it's the ending?
No, I do not.
Because we would hate to give away the ending.
I listened to it. It's not the ending. It's the beginning. About the rain.
The rain, and here we go.
Remarkable pebble. He began to shiver, probably from excitement, and the rain felt cold on his back. I wish it would stop raining, he said.
And
to his great surprise.
Because he had a magic pebble.
He did.
But sometimes magic pebbles can be bad pebbles.
Yes.
Is that kind of magic pebble?
It's, you're going to have to read it and find out. It's written, it's read by Rex Robbins. So I was lamenting the fact that it wasn't on Audible, but it has been on Audible since June. And I love it. I love all of William Steig's books. He's one of my favorite
authors. Yeah, he's great. Now, I love the idea of kids' books, and I love the idea of a kid's Audible. This is a place to go. kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. You can sign up, get a free book, but more than that, you'll find all sorts of really great ideas for reading with your kids. Free books from reading is fundamental, educators information, and they do these enhanced. This is an enhanced format one too.
Right, so it has pictures.
And that's really neat.
It
I
is.
Really like that.
So do we still have the deal with 9 free audiobooks?
I don't know what the deal is.
What's the deal? I think it is, but...
Let me go back to, kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys. Choose your free download here, yeah.
Yeah, you can choose all of them.
If you want, there's 9 of them on here, but it implies choose one, but in fact, mm-hmm. choose them all.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Wild Things Are, The Lion, the Witch at the Wardrobe, Winnie the Pooh, Ricky Tikki Tavi, The Emperor's New Clothes, Rip Van Winkle, The Telltale Heart. Ooh, that's a scary one.
I don't know if where the Wild Things Are is for one of the free ones. I think it's just offering that down there below is offering the...
Oh, that's confusing.
It
above is
$0.
Yes. I see. Okay.
It's confusing.
So you can add these 6. It's not
perhaps.
9. Yeah, a kid would understand this.
Only 6?
Yeah, I don't see 9. I see 6. So maybe that's... See, I was looking at all 9.
Right.
That's why
Audible Kids.
Audible.kids.com.
Kids.audible.com. Kids.audible.com/jumpingmonkeys.
And we do love Audible, and we thank them so much for their support. And if you are a parent and you are not yet using audible.com to put your kids to sleep, you're missing the boat, kids. I'm telling you, that's been a really good one for me and Henry. Is I read to him for a long time, but now he's too cool.
Yeah.
So I just get him these same books in mm-hmm. audio and from Audible, and they're great. And
right.
He loves
in the car,
them.
In the.
It turns him on to reading.
Yes.
I really like that.
So they're our sponsor. Did we already say that?
They are our sponsor, and we are glad.
Okay. We have another sponsor, but first, I think we should do some feedback, and then we'll get to our other sponsor.
Do we have another
later.
One too?
We do.
I see. I looked at that note. I didn't see that.
Oh, well, maybe we don't.
I don't know. Let me look here. It says here. You read me a note. And
okay, I'll read you an email. This is from
right,
Rob.
Oh, right, you are.
I'm right?
Visa
okay.
Visa is
I'm
still
always
a sponsor
right.
of this show.
Okay. Rob wrote in a tip, and he gets a code for the Peanut Butter PC with this tip, as I told you before. His tip is on using TumbleBooks for free.
What's a TumbleBook?
I will tell you what a TumbleBook is.
Will you? Please.
Someone else sent me this link to TumbleBooks, but it looked like it was only for libraries and schools. But it turns out if you go to the New York Public Library webpage at nypl.org, you can link to TumbleBooks for free. They are free audiobooks and free books. I think they're free audiobooks and free books that you can read on the internet. Do you see the link to TumbleBooks on nypl.org?
Actually, I was going to Grand Central, so I'm sorry. nypl.org, which is newyorkpubliclibrary.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking for TumbleBooks.
The link to TumbleBooks, which
this
are
is,
either...
You know, you'd think the New York Public Library... Okay, I'm sorry.
You don't like their website?
Is this a 1992 website?
I think that's not what the... nypl.org? Did you go to nypl.org?
Yeah.
That's not what it looked like the other day. I think they might be having... That looks like a issue downloading images.
There's
and
an
stuff.
Issue. There's an issue.
There's an issue,
There's
all
an
right.
issue. All right. Tumble
books.
Tumble books.
Tumble log. Tumbler.
Tumbler books.
Books.
Tumble
books.
I don't see it.
You
there's
don't see a link to Tumble books.
T-U-M-B-L.
I don't remember where it was.
Well, you know, there's this thing called Google now. Let me see.
Yeah,
I
just
hear.
Look at and go to Tumble Books from
Tumble. Is it one word?
Yes.
Books. NYPL.com. Let's see. Read children's ebooks online. Is that it?
Yes. I think that's
including
it.
Animated text and online storytelling videos.
Someone in the chat room.
Tumble Books
Mad
at the New York
Hat
Public Library.
Tur guy
you know,
says
it's
the CSS file is not loading. That's the problem
that's
with the NYP.
I know that. Tumblebooks.com is the website. How easy is that?
So they're ebooks for kids, for e-kids.
Oh.
They're not audiobooks.
Robert Munsch, 50 Ooh. Below zero. I love Robert Munsch. He's the guy who wrote the book that makes me cry.
Right. I love you forever.
I love you forever. Till you go to France.
Ooh.
Introducing 50 Below
so
Zero.
So it's an ebook.
Oh,
it's,
I love this.
Yeah.
There's even music.
In the middle of the night,
oh, so they're,
Jason
they are sort of
was asleep.
Interactive books.
Wow, this is funny.
Yeah.
You know, if this is going to make me cry, I'm going to stop right here.
Yeah, you've already cried enough today or yesterday.
This is a really neat idea.
Yeah, tumble bug.
Obviously,
so
they had
you,
to get
Rob.
The
there was his father who was walking in his sleep.
They have to get the authors and the publishers to collaborate on this.
So what was that link?
Tumblebooks.com.
.com.
It's very simple.
So don't worry with the stupid dumb New
NYPL.
York Public Library.
Well, that's who it's from. That's who's doing it, man.
The New York Public Library created the Tumblebooks?
They are Tumblebooks.com.
Oh, I see.
Or something like that.
I thought that the they licensed
it's got a big logo. Logo.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Do you want to listen to a call, or do you want me to...
Oh, now you want me to go to Grand Central. I got to log in.
You do whatever you feel like
doing. No, it's okay. I just got too many things going on at once.
Okay.
I'm also cleaning my car while I wash. I don't know what that means.
Who said that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just made it up.
Okay.
Somebody say that? It was me. I said it. I said it right here. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
A great man once said, also cleaning my car.
Well, I watch. Okay. Boy, there's so many questions. Should we go back in time or go forward in time? Here's one. I'm just going to pick one at random from Brookings, Oregon. Get ready. Stand back. Here
hi, Leo. Hey, I love you guys' show. I was just watching the iReady podcast. Oh, I don't know why I would say iReady, except for that I'm staring at your shirt right now. Anyway, I love both you guys' show. I hope you don't use this. Bye.
That's what happens when you
Thanks.
Choose them at random.
Choose the most recent one.
Okay, the one that just came in. Minutes ago.
Yes.
Hi, Leo and Megan. I was just listening to episode 61 and heard the homeschooler giving the input about homeschooling, helping out his math. I also wanted to let you know about a program that has just been incredible. It's developed by a male math teacher homeschooling dad of four boys.
Yes.
Who are all very different. And it's called Math UC. M-A-T-H, the letter U, S-E-E, .com. And my husband, who's an engineer, watched the demonstration video with me, and there were some things there that he had never understood why they worked out the way they did. And he understood by the demonstration video that we got. You can get a free demonstration video if you go to their website. It's a really great thing because it doesn't teach just memorization. It doesn't teach just how to do math. It teaches why we do different things. And it goes all the way through. It starts in kindergarten or pre-K, and it goes all the way through, I believe, through calculus even. But it just really explains things thoroughly. And even if you wanted to just get something like that to supplement his math and just kind of start back to when he started failing and get that next math topic through the Math UC company. It has a 5 to 10 minute online video instructor, and then he does the workbook, and it's only 6 pages. It's 3 pages of the new stuff, 3 pages of the review. That's it. If they get the new stuff down, they don't even have to finish those 3 pages and just go to the review. But it's very clear cut, very simple. Again, it was a male math teacher who's a homeschool dad of four boys, so it just really makes a lot of sense. And thanks. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
I love all the... You know, that's the one thing I have to say I like about homeschooling is it's given us so many varied and innovative ways to teach.
Mm-hmm.
So if a kid works better with visual, then this is going to be great for them. Mm-hmm. And you can try these different things. And,
right.
of course, a school... And teachers just have too many students to really do this, I
think.
It's
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That was a great call.
That was
I
a great call.
That. Yeah.
Homeschoolers helping homeschoolers. That's
Math
what I like.
UC, M-A-T-H-U-S-E-E .com.
All right. Here's another tip from Suzanne. She writes about HTTrack.com.
HTTrack.
You've heard of HTTrack?
I have.
It's a program that copies websites. I've been using it, Suzanne writes, to keep a copy of my blog on my computer for posterity. I don't remember if you guys had mentioned that before, but listening to you talk to archivist Allison reminded me to let you know about that.
It's free. It's for Windows, and I have used it before, and it does. It downloads the whole site. There are also programs like this on the Mac site.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a copy of the whole site, including images. Of course, that's a good way to back up a blog.
What kind of file does it save it in?
I think that this probably saves it in a web archive. I'm not sure. There are different ways it could be saved. Ultimately, the best way to save it, and HDTrack may do this as well, is the same fold, as same structure as would be on the web server. So you have HTML files and JPEGs in the same folders. And then it, you, instead of going to a server, you're surfing it locally. And that's probably the best way to do it.
So that's what you recommend I do?
Actually, it's not a bad idea. HTTrack, yeah. You know, it's a good way to back up a website in a way that you can read it. I could, you know, I could back up our websites, and I should more often, but I can do that in just a few minutes with a few commands. But then what you get isn't really readable. You have to kind of reinstall everything. So this is nice. It actually makes it readable.
Excellent.
Another question from the world?
Yes.
Winnetka, California. Go ahead, Winnetka.
Hey, guys. Watching the show. Got a question for you. I'm looking to get a Mac, and I need to, for podcasting, light gaming, and a few other applications that I tend to use. I'm wondering, should I go with a MacBook or MacBook Pro, or
this
should I go with the iMac?
This is not
what
do
you guys think?
This is not a parenting question, although I'm glad to answer it.
Go ahead, answer it.
I like the iMac, unless you want portability for some reason, but the iMac is a great choice. Really like it. I get another one because that was just not a parenting question.
Okay, I also wanted to point out, he said, I'm watching the show, and I just got an email the other day from someone that said, you talk about watching the show. Is there somewhere I can watch the show? So why
don't
you tell
currently
about
do a
that?
Video version, but I think we should.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like that you have to be here to watch it.
We do it live almost every night.
You don't have to be here, but
you don't
have
to be here
live.
Yeah. Everybody who's watching is actually in the room with us. Say hi, everybody. No, you can watch it on the internet at live.twit.tv.
Oh, really? It's not twitlive.tv?
That'll work, too.
What about twitlive.com?
No.
Okay.
It's supposed to, but I never got around to making that work.
Yeah. Okay, so live.twit.tv or twitlive.tv.
You're confusing me now. Live.twit.tv, yes.
Okay.
And what you'll see is you'll see, actually, there's stuff on all the time because I'm always doing stuff. But Megan and I do the show 1:30 on Thursdays, 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern time. That's 2030. Mm-hmm. You say that? Maybe you say 2030. 2030 UTC. But sometimes we take a week off. Like next 2 weeks, you're going to be gone, right?
Right. Next 3 weeks. You're going to be gone next week. I'm going to be gone the next following 2 weeks. So you should still tune in because you never know what Leo's going to be doing.
I could be
you
dancing.
You got to fill it with something.
I do. So there's always something at live.twit.tv. I think one of the things I'd like to do, we're getting around to this, we have to hire another editor, is putting out video versions of not all, but some of the shows. Only the shows that have, you know, are good to look at. And because you're here in the studio, this is the best show to put out. So I think we'll probably put out a video version
all
of this.
All right.
I know most people would prefer audio. I think most people would prefer audio.
Yeah,
it's easier to find time.
Yeah, and also space. Like the audio podcasts, they're so huge. You can't
The
video podcasts are so huge, you can't fill that much on your iPod.
I know what you mean. Before we go to your
issue. I wanted to tell people I have some really good mail coming up.
Shh.
So wait. You got to wait.
Don't spoil the surprise.
Stay tuned. I got some really good mail and calls. You never know what.
I know. I'm going to push another button on this Grand Central call keyboard. But first, I got to mention this show is brought to you by the good folks at Visa. When you go shopping online, what are you going to take with you, Megan Maroney? You're going to take...
I'm going to be wearing my pajamas. I'm going to take my Visa.
See, that's the beauty of it. You got your Amazon Prime now.
Mm-hmm.
Now you shop day and night.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like buying something, you just do it.
I do.
And what you should do is set that up with your Visa card on Amazon.
Already done. Done.
See, then you don't have to think about it.
Right.
You don't worry because you know it's safe. It's secure. Visa uses sophisticated technology to prevent, to detect, and resolve online fraud so that you are never liable for online fraud, for unauthorized purchases. When you go shopping, it's online or off. I mean, really, if you think about it, you want this protection everywhere. This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Visa does it. Safe, secure Visa. We thank them so much for their support. Of Yumping Monkeys.
What's your Visa card number?
I can give it out. You know, I could give it out. I could just tell everybody. I could tell the world my Visa card number, and I'd still be safe and secure. Isn't that beautiful? You know,
I don't know
if they cover against people give it out on TV.
That.
I think that's probably not covered.
Yeah, probably.
Specifically,
it might not be.
I don't know. Should I try it?
Yeah. No, you shouldn't.
Dane Definitely. Has my Visa card.
Good. I don't even know if you should give it to Dane. Is that covered?
No, because I think he's an employee, so that would just be... It's my fault.
All right. So we have that feedback back, I promised. Mary Graham writes, this is an answer to the question about books the whole family would enjoy. A few weeks ago, someone asked, I want to download an Audible book.
That's not an easy question, especially
kids.
If you have little kids and bigger kids.
Right. And we made some recommendations, and Mary Graham suggests Watership Down.
Great book.
She says, my husband and I both read and reread. There are some tense moments, but it has a positive message and is about rabbits. What could be better?
Didn't you read that to your kids, though?
I tried to
thought
read it to
Annabelle.
Little
adult?
Yeah. I think I started reading it to her when she was four.
She was too little.
Too little.
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit
would
also,
be a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
My mom read that to me, and I could read it today and still love it.
Right. Mary Graham has another suggestion. Even though it sounds girly, it's not the number one ladies detective agency. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, that's a good book, actually.
It's a series that provides wonderful stories with funny moments and a lovely setting in Botswana.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
So that's I can't remember if I read it or Abby read it or we both read it, but that's a great choice.
Yeah.
She's a voracious reader. When I went into her room after she left, there's books everywhere.
Did she bring a Kindle?
She should have brought a Kindle. I didn't think of that.
Did she just bring a ton of books?
She brought a bunch of books, and I figured she's going to go through the English language books, and then she's going to have to just read French books because she's in France. That's the whole point, right? We don't want to. So I didn't want her reading a lot of English language books. Plus, the Kindle wouldn't be able to download books in France, so that'd be kind of a negative.
Why not?
It only works in the U.S.
Huh.
I remember Megan's reviewing my Kindle. She's got my Kindle to review, although she's yet to even use it.
No, I've looked at it, but I haven't actually downloaded. You had no books I wanted to read on there, so I have to buy one.
Please, buy some chick books.
You just didn't really have very many.
No, there aren't that many books on there. They're not, because I take the books off. Buy some chick books. It's okay. Well, that's what you want, isn't it? You want a girl book. No, I'm reading. You were very nice. You brought me some hardcover books, a Michael Chabon
book.
Boy books. Were those intentionally? Did you bring me boy books on purpose?
I brought you books I thought you would like.
So, yeah, kind of you did.
Yeah.
That's why they're so sexy.
All right. Another phone call, please.
Yes.
Sir.
From Tampa, Florida.
Hi, this is Brian from Tennessee.
Okay.
Just wanted to give you a call and try to figure out what's going on with my router.
No, he keeps trying to get through. I don't know what's going on with your router.
You answered one question that didn't have anything to do with parenting.
I sent an email yesterday to Megan.
This is another. You know what? I got to go through these. Because
are these all on the iPod day?
This is. Is that? No. These are recent. Here's
did you record the?
Sure.
That sounded like me. Was it me?
It's just somebody saying sure, but then there's three more minutes and I'm a little worried about playing the rest of it, to be honest with you. One more. This is Philip using the web button.
Hey Leo, I'm a big fan of your podcast. I'm listening to you right now and I'm hoping that I can get on your show.
Well, you just did. Thank you very much, Philip. Well, that's all the time we have. If you have a tip, a question, something about parenting, call this number. I'm going to go through these now, and I'm going to prune out.
707-981-4602, or go to jumpymonkeys.com, and then click on the web button and enter your phone number. We don't save it. It'll call you right back.
That's nice, because that's free. Otherwise, it's going to be a toll charge, because it's a 707 number.
I've got another email. Shall I read it?
Yes, please.
One more. This is our last one. This is from Meg. She says, I listen to your podcast in Hong Kong and thoroughly enjoy the show. I would like to refer you to an Australian, that's her home country, website program, Fantastic Thingamajiggy Mathletics.
I like it.
It's a competitive math program for primary-aged children, ages 5 through 12. The user selects the entry level and can choose the type of maths, tables, addition, subtraction, graphing, and on. The user plays math games on the computer and earns points, which translates to certificates, which are printable, and spending credits for the shop, much the way Club Penguin works. We're familiar with Club Penguin, the social networking for kids. And with points, you can buy hair color, eyeglasses, background, etc. So it's not real things you're buying. You're buying virtual things. The math levels are age-specific, and the child chooses whether to compete with the computer or online with other students. The students are from around the world. Number four student is currently Brandon from Texas. My daughter Olivia, who is 8, loves, and sister Amy, 6.
Did she give a URL?
Yes, mathletics.com.au.
All right. Let me. Maybe I could be number one on the list. Do you have to be a kid?
I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, you can be a member. It's 99 Australian dollars, which is 90
US. Most of
these
people are under 10.
Annually. But there's a 10-day free trial period.
Oh, but this goes from kindergarten to year 12.
Mm.
You notice I didn't say senior year? Year 12.
Year 12. Good job. Good work.
Thank you.
Oh, and she adds, which you've already done, think international on your spend, save, and give ideas, please.
I think we should. Look at this. 3,260,868,740 correct answers.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And then right now, there's 1,400 people online. And so this is really cool. Here's the top 100 students, top 50 classes. And here's the Kids WB Schools Challenge. This is really, really neat.
So that's mathletics.com.au.
I like it. And I like you, Megan Maroney.
I like you, Leah Laporte. So
go work out. I'm going to let you go to the gym, even though it's the hottest day of the year in beautiful downtown Petaluma, which it has been all summer, the hottest day of the year.
It is. I don't remember it being this hot last year.
Never before.
Never before.
Have we suffered as we are suffering today.
Well, it's okay to cry. You can continue to cry about your daughter. And, we'll get her on the show via Skype and once she gets settled.
That would make me feel better.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, well, thanks for having us in your ears.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
On Jumping Monkeys.
Get out of my ears.